There's another artist who just couldn't think of anything else to write about other than love. Here we are, sitting here right smack dab in the middle of the loving room, still the world's most ridiculous, but absolutely true radio show. It might sound like I'm saying that none of us are loving. Well, it would be impossible for us to keep our reality out of the picture altogether. But let's look at the ways that we do love and all the limitations we place upon love, because we think that this is how we're supposed to love. Now, if you're married, of course you love your spouse. Then you love your kids, and you probably love your family, dog or cat. Then you might love your football team. Then you might love your community or a cause that you're attracted to. You might love your state, and we might even stretch that out to include our country. But by and large, we're going to draw the line there, and actually we're probably going to bring it closer to home, where it feels safe within us. And this is the problem that we experience in the world, because we do limit love. In fact, most of us can't even love one person all the time. Now, imagine that source of love itself, which actually loves all of us all of the time completely with no end in sight. Fact or fiction. You know, there has to be a source of love again, or love would be untrue and love would just be a dream. Because of that limitation that we put upon love, this is our decision, this is not love's decision, escape is possible. We don't really have to run with that. We can close that gap anytime we want to. We can decide to turn our thought around and realize how valuable it is to us when we do extend that love. Because while you're extending that love, you're aware of it. What is the happiest you've ever been in your life? When you have fallen in love, when you have freshly fallen in love with another human being. And so if that one little bitty teeny tiny experience in the face of this huge expanding universe can elevate you to a point where you feel like you're not of the world anymore, that you are filled with superpower, that you are the happiest you've ever been, just think of what will happen when you extend that to include everybody. There's no law that says you can only love one or two people. The real law of love is that you extend that love to include everybody. And if you think that's difficult, look at all the hell we've had to pay for not doing that. Our refusal to love everybody is the most exhausting thing we can do to ourselves. It is so depressing. It is what brings us down. This is why our headlines are so gross every day. Each and every one of us has been called, and I mean called by that source of love itself, to rise up, rise above the turmoil of the world, and be a teacher of love yourself. If you think that that's not worth it, well then, what is worth it? You know, what else are you going to do with your time while you're here? You know, it is up to each and every one of us to hear that call, and it's in silence. Love is very, very quiet, because there is no conflict in love. When you experience peace in your mind, what you see is peace everywhere. Because the world is a reflection of our own personal state of mind. This is why you don't have to wait on the world to decide for happiness. That happiness is within you right now. It's up to you to decide whether or not you want it. You can deny it. You can say it's not true. You can have a wish for something else, but what else would you wish for but eternal happiness and peace and joy? I guess that you could say that I'm tripping hard and I don't have anything else to do, but personally, I'm trying to give it my all because I want the world to be healed and myself right along with it. Next up, we're going to listen to another artist who has truly devoted his life to what he refers to as love mentalism. And this would be Stevie Wonder from his songs in the Key of Life and a song called I Am Singing on The Loving Room.
Es un songs. There's songs to make you smile, there are songs to make you sad, but with a happy song to sing, it never seems as bad. To me came this melody, so I've tried to put in words how I feel. Tomorrow will be for you and me.